might remember UVA professor Jim Cohn from studies he's done on hand-holding. He put women in an MRI scanner and threatened to administer a mild electric shock to their ankles, then watched what their brains did.
When you're alone in the MRI scanner facing the threat of electric shock, your brain is pretty active. I mean, it's sort of, one of my students said, it lights up like a Christmas tree.
But when subjects were allowed to hold hands with a stranger, there was less activity and much less apparent stress when the same women held hands with their husbands. Now, Cohn is back with a new study involving a subject, his or her friend, and a third person, a stranger. Once again, the subject lies inside an MRI scanner and is threatened with a mild shock.
When we threaten you, when we scare you, when we make you feel bad, those regions associated with the self become really active.
Then the stranger is told he or she will receive a shock. So what happens to the subject's brain?
It doesn't really look the same.
And then it's the friend who gets shocked.
When we put your friend under threat, your brain looks very similar as it does when we put you under threat.
In other words, our brain responds in much the same way when we're threatened and when a friend or loved one is threatened. Cohn thinks that makes sense.
If I'm not just me, but I'm me and you and my best friend and my spouse and my children, I get distressed when they're distressed. But on the other hand, it means their resources are my resources. So I'm calmer. I'm more relaxed. I don't respond as strongly when a stressor arises because I know that I've got all these people that will watch my back and that I can depend on.
He also thinks it's possible that sociopaths, people who appear not to have a conscience, have brains that function differently. I'm Sandy Houseman.